Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present This Love, a novel by Lottie Jeffs, performed by Ashley Tucker.
Here and there on Earth, we may encounter a kind of continuation of love, in which this possessive craving of two people for each other gives way to a new desire and lust for possession. A shared higher thirst for an ideal above them. But who knows such love? Who has experienced it? Its right name is friendship. Friedrich Nietzsche, The Gay Science, 1882. We are, I am, you are by cowardice or courage, the one who find our way back to this scene, carrying a knife, a camera, a book of myths, in which our names do not appear. Adrian Rich, Diving into the Wreck. Poems in this novel were written as Ari by the poet Thomas Stewart. Part 1. Chapter 1. Leeds, September 2014. A flash of white light and a hot blast of air, dense with sweat and poppers, spilled out onto the terrace as the door to the club opened, then quickly closed. It was dark again. The Britney remix reduced to a dull thud of bass. A boy, approached May on the bench where she sat under a string of broken fairy lights, staring into an empty pint glass.
Are you okay?
May put the back of her hand to her mouth as if to stifle the answer. She tasted salt from tequila shots. She looked up blankly. A few rebellious strands of her white blonde hair had escaped her otherwise perfect quiff.
Do you really want to know?
She asked. The boy nodded and sat down next to her. May's black leather trousers squeaked as she shuffled to make space. I was queuing at the bar in there, minding my own business, and suddenly I felt someone pressing themselves into the back of me, clammy hands grasping at my waist. She shuddered. Seemed marginally more likely that this was a come-on than a pickpocket attempt, so I turned around, clocked that it was a girl who makes the most furious notes in lectures, and she kissed me. Or I kissed her. Whatever. There was kissing.
You move fast.
I move drunk. She coughed, put the pint glass on the floor by her feet and crossed her legs, kicking the glass with the heel of her DMs so it smashed into shards on the flagstones. Shit. Sorry, I'm a disaster. The boy took a beige leather driving glove from his coat pocket, slipped his hand into it and carefully picked up the pieces. He walked across the terrace, which was really overstating the club's afterthought of outside space, to place them in a chewing gum-covered bin. It gave May a chance to appreciate his long, dark hair, which was pulled into a knot on the top of his head. She realised his legs were bare under his coat. He was wearing denim shorts, a white tank top, and Chelsea boots. He looked like a wayward gay cowboy, and as he made his way back over, she noticed a long string of pearls wrapped twice around his neck. He took his seat, brushing the motes of shattered glass from his glove. Go on, he said. May took a deep breath. He smelt of old-fashioned eau de cologne. She picked up her story. How was I to know that this girl's two girlfriends were dancing on a podium with an unobstructed view of us at the bar? They marched over, and the taller one said to me, "That's a massive disrespect of our boundaries." "They're a throuple," the boy said sagely. "Sure, but the girl who kissed me certainly didn't mention it. Then she shouted, 'Open means open, Lisa.' And this Lisa character goes, 'We had an agreement, we wrote it down.' And I'm there like, 'I did not sign up for this. You lot are messy.' So I snuck off, out here, and left them to argue. I don't see why I should be the one whose night is ruined because of their dramas." It was cold on the terrace, but the tequila still burned in May's chest. She yawned, exhausted by the effort it was to be her sometimes. She unrolled the sleeves of her dark denim shirt and sat on her hands to keep them warm. "You know, I think I'm done with getting tangled up in other people's issues."
"Word," the boy said, and nodded.
May noticed his American accent then. It sounded too glamorous for the backyard of a Leeds gay club. But she didn't want him to notice how intrigued she was just in case it swerved the subject. "Everything
Sample complete. Ready to continue?